Hello, it's Wednesday, January 18th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found on www.wingtv.net. Today we have someone who won the 2005 Wing TV Award for Best Internet News Disseminator. His name is Bill Broombaugh, and he heads something called Proactive News, which is an amazing resource out there for people who want to know what's going on in the world today. This is often a thankless job. Bill does a lot of this, and he doesn't get the recognition. He doesn't get the pat on the back.
Often it's mostly a thankless job.
Exactly, and he deserves more than a pat on the back for what he does, because he has a big influence on the news that we disseminate here. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill Broombaugh to Wing TV. How you doing, Bill?
Hi, Bill.
Well, I'm alive and well. As regarding the pat on the back, not only do I normally not get one, I usually get a punch in the mouth.
Ouch.
Well, Bill, to start things off, if people want to get on your list for Proactive News, how do they contact you, or how do they go about doing this?
Well, it's real simple. Since it's an email list, I'm going to suggest they simply send me an email, subscribe to bill@proactivenews.com, bill@proactivenews.com, and if you would, let me know where you heard about me. I would appreciate that greatly.
So that's bill@proactivenews.com. Very good. And we'll give that at the end of the show also. Now, when I contacted you to have you on the show today, I said, let's talk about current events. Let's talk about what's going on in the world today. And thanks to Frank Whalen, who contacted us before the show, he let us know that for the first time ever in its history, the Tokyo stock market shut down early today. It had, at one point, Bill, fallen more than 740 points in one day, and it finally ended up dropping at 464 points. They said that the people in Japan lost about $300 billion in value from the stock market that day. So what do you think's going on over there in Japan, and can it hit America?
Well, you know, it's funny because here in America, they'll put a brake on the stock market. We're so used to it. In Japan, they're not used to it, so I think there was a bit of a panic. It could have wide-ranging implications regarding our stock market and also the fact that Japan is a creditor nation of ours. I mean, we're in debt to them, we're in debt to the Chinese, and it may be that they're going to start pushing to have some debts called in.
That's right. That's the same thing that we thought.
Bill, I have some questions about the war. Presently, there are three distinct war theaters, one in Afghanistan, one in Iraq, and one in Palestine. Now, Tehran has confirmed that if they're attacked, they will retaliate in the form of ballistic missile strikes against Israel. Ariel Sharon, before his health deteriorated, gave the green light to the Israeli Defense Forces to launch attacks against Iran by the end of March. And right now, the top Israeli officials are concurring with that if we don't take action by the end of March, they will. So my question to you is, so far we're not hearing any dissenting political voices from within the EU. Does this translate to a consensus for nuclear war, in your opinion?
I think it could. I also think that basically the U.S. has pretty much run its course as a nation. We have committed war crimes against the Geneva Convention. We brag about it. You listing depleted uranium as one of our top weapons over in the Middle East. We've used that all the way back to Kosovo. So I think the reason we're not hearing dissenting voices, they're going to let the U.S. stick its neck out far enough to get chopped up by the world court. And I'll tell you, I think we're very, very close to having that happen with the scandals in the White House and the scandals in the Republican Party coming on the heels of Clinton and all the scandals in the Democratic Party. I think we're just about to lose our place in the world.
Yeah, you know, that's very well said, and we concur with that sentiment. These next 2 months, I think, could be the most action-packed 2 months ever in this nation's history. That things are really starting to move fast. And one of the big signs, Bill, is that there's reports out again today, oil prices are going to start skyrocketing. Some people saying over $100 a barrel again. The president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, says that the world needs them 10 times more than they need the world. They're flush with cash from all of the record-breaking profits last year, and Venezuela is even talking about cutting off its oil supplies to the United States. What do you see in the future?
Well, first of all, Venezuela, I hate to say, that would be a smart political decision. It's something I don't want to see happen, because somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% of all U.S. fuel comes from Venezuela.
Yep.
It's been quite some time. developed our own vast resources off of Long Island, off the North Shore of Alaska. We need to ask the question, why did the U.S. give the Soviets $3.5 billion to build the most high-tech oil refinery in the world right off of the Alaskan coast? You know, and I think that basically the U.S. is going to suffer from its policies, ideological idiocy regarding our monetary system, the military prominence and dominance that we have displayed worldwide. And I think that the people are going to, of other nations are going to come flocking here, like flies on carrion with the destruction of the United States. I think that this is actually what it's all about. Everybody's working together and being fairly quiet right now, just waiting for us to stick our neck out as far as they wanted to, and for our own elite to do the same thing. They're doing it by intent to destroy this nation, to turn us into a 100% not only police state, but a 100% slave state.
Mm-hmm. Bill, the military has been feeding us a lot of crap about these low-yield nuclear weapons called mini-nukes, that they're safe and harmless for civilians. These things, when dropped from 40,000 feet, bury themselves 20 feet below ground and then blow out a crater of radioactive material. And if set off in an urban area, they can result in massive civilian casualties. So my question to you is, and by the way, the military planners seem to actually believe their own propaganda. My question is making the world safer an adequate justification for launching a military operation that's going to potentially result in a nuclear holocaust?
Well, first of all, I think you and I and Victor have different definitions of safe than the government
does. Yeah.
I mean, they talk about the Patriot Act and keeping America safe. Instead, it's turned to the most evasive spy scandal in the history of the world. There has been no more demonstrative example of what they plan for us and the lack of respect they have for the people of this nation and for the world. Now, regarding those weapons, I was a bit surprised that they would come out and talk about that. Then I got thinking, you know, you have to have a nuclear exchange. My bugaboo that I've been concerned about when Chris Ruddy and I broke the story on the missile technology giveaway to China back in the mid-90s during the Clinton administration, and 3 days later I was rear-ended at 100 miles an hour while sitting still by a 32nd-degree mace and a guy who supposedly died as a MIA in Vietnam. It's very interesting. But the thing is that you have to have some sort of nuclear mishap or exchange. You've got to have a big bang in order to really disrupt and interest the global gang to go through the big weapon seas. I mean, it's a matter of time before they dismantle U.S. nuclear weapons in the U.S. military. So if indeed we were to do this, it would have horrifying repercussions. And again, once we see the horror and devastation of a nuclear exchange between nations, I mean, so far all we've done is drop on Japan.
Right.
You know, all
right.
We've done is do things in the desert that supposedly don't impact anybody but have had horrible ecological repercussions. But the thing is, there will be some sort of nuclear exchange going on, perhaps L.A. or New York City, which are both on horrible fault lines, and it's a matter of time before they go. You know, if you know your fire insurance is running out, the smart thing to do is burn your store down before it goes. You know it can't be renewed. I think they will hit L.A., and I think eventually New York, too, because both are on horrible fault lines, and the fact is it might take something of that sort of global devastation to bring the world to its quote-unquote senses.
Yeah.
And in fact, all it is about is taking away people's weapons,
yeah,
which actually do strike fear into the politicians.
Well, Bill, on Monday, Hillary Clinton gave a speech. It was in recognition of Martin Luther King Day. And she said not only will this administration go down in history as one of the worst ever, but she also compared the GOP-run Senate to a plantation. She compared it to the plantation. So what does Hillary Clinton know about the plantation?
Well, she should know quite a bit, actually.
She talks about villages.
The fact is that Bill Clinton, when he took over as governor of Arkansas, Bill and Hill ground Arkansas down from about right in the middle of productive states to the very bottom of the list. So I'm pretty sure they know about the plantation because they were running one in Arkansas.
So that's what she was talking about, huh?
Yeah. But unfortunately, what she's saying is largely true. I think Bush, who is completely controlled, the rumors that Colonel Tubbs put out about Bush being on Prozac, and Jack, if you don't know who Colonel Tubbs is, folks, he's a White House physician. I mean, this is a guy who put his life on the line by mentioning that and bringing out the bringing out those possibilities. He didn't introduce them as possibilities. He introduced them as realities. So it's like we've got a real conundrum right there. But I think Hillary has already been written in as an ex-president. And I think that it'll probably set back Bill Clinton's bid for being Attorney General of the United Nations. But isn't it a sobering thought? It is within the slight realm of possibility that Bill and Hill both could be elected to office.
Yeah, king and queen of the world. And Bill, it's worse than a sobering thought.
Are you guys trying to make me sick? All right, Bill.
Yeah, hold on. I got to grab a beer. No, go ahead. Go ahead. That's a joke.
Our president is a real powerful guy. He has the power to ignore the McCain Amendment against torture. He has the power to ignore the laws requiring a warrant to spy on Americans. He can ignore the prohibition against indefinite detention without trial or charges. He can ignore the Geneva Conventions. Is America, by its silence, elevating its president above the law?
I don't think it's by silence. I think that we want these things to happen. You've got a segment of the evangelical movement that is out there thinking they're going to help bring about Armageddon. Now, they're not consciously doing that, but they're doing it by the walls of apathetic indifference. They post around themselves, you know, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Just let it happen to everybody else. And the thing is, you know, John Dean, regarding Bush, John Dean said something amazing yesterday. He said, quote, Bush is the first president in history to admit to an impeachable offense.
Wow.
Now, he did that when he said, yeah, we were spying on people.
That's
and
right.
It's like, a lot of people think, wow, that's good news. It is good news. However, it's sobering news because the fact is that I think the guy who truly believes he's on a mission from God, a lot of people that are drugged out believe that. The fact is that it's a situation where he could try and pull off some other 911 event, or even more sobering, I got an update on the sickness that has taken place with the 911 workers out there.
Yep.
And there's some fascinating things, and Bush might have known this. His planners, his controllers might have known this, knowing that this was going to come up during the second term, and it will wipe all other concerns aside.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been talking about the respiratory ailments, and this is a big issue. I know you guys are probably onto this, but what I didn't know is that people were in the morgue, who were in the morgue handling bodies, came down with it, and husbands and wives of workers have come down with it. That's not debris. That is a bacteriological effect of some sort or something so toxicological that it's affecting families. And the one of the doctors who was examining the people, in fact, the lawyer who is handling 5,000 of the people in the class action lawsuit said it's going to get a lot worse.
Oh, yeah, and we know one of the victims of this, Matthew Tartaglia, who
right.
we've interviewed numerous times in his show. Now, you've talked about the Big Brother wiretaps, everything going on, this spy scandal with the NSA. Recently, two different groups have filed lawsuits now against the government. One is the ACLU. The second is the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York. Bill, is anything ever going to come of these, or is this just more lip service and smoke and mirrors?
Well, something could come of them. Will there be indictments? Is it going to change things? That I don't know. But public awareness will be expanded. I have it on good authority that also the Center for Democracy and Technology, which is a pretty good website, pretty straight up and fair, despite their, you know, certain biases they have, I understand they be filing a lawsuit as well, too. They may be filing one here by the end of the week. So it's like, I don't know if anything is going to come. I think all this is simply sauce for the goose. I think it's simply to show the world how corrupt the United States is, how powerful they are with their weapons of mass destruction, something we should have given some to Saddam so we could find them. You know, it was like, with all that stuff going on, I think the world's going to demand the dissolution of the U.S. as a superpower. I think it's coming. As a matter of fact, you know, there was so much that came out of some of the blogs and guarding the French riots and you know, I was talking to people over there on condition of, you know, protecting their anonymity. They were telling me that this is about a lot of things and about a lot of it is about the global governance and coming slavery, which the U.S. is controlling.
Yeah, Michael Chasadovsky even said that ultimately extensive sanctions should be imposed against the United States and Israel. And I'm starting to think he's right.
Well, you know, what is there to sanction, though? Here's the problem. We don't make anything anymore.
Yeah, that's
true. People, it's like you go into Walmart, and it's like, wow, I can get that for 30% less than I used to. And the fact is they're producing it like 200% less cost. costs with either slave labor or the low-income manufacturing they have over in China. Well, sooner or later, we run out of our ability to purchase, and at that time, this nation is going to be in even more dire straits.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when we add in the vast debt that has been growing exponentially under Bush, how long can it be, especially like when I mentioned you asked me about the Japanese stock market, how long can it be before these people say, hey, you know, what I need here is we need some hard property. Because our dollar, all we do is print the stuff.
That's right.
And they know it. Everybody
right.
knows it. And they're going to want hard assets in exchange. And I'm thinking vast land ownership and transfer of personal properties of people who are in bankruptcy and stuff like that will almost certainly go on with the banks as the middleman in the transfer of America to foreign hands.
Okay. Bill O'Reilly and Bush define a terrorist as someone who kills innocent men, women, and children. And Cindy Sheehan just recently came out with an article about this. She says, on December 12, 2005, George Bush said that approximately 30,000 people were killed in Iraq in the initial incursion. So according to his own figures, Bush's policies have been responsible for at least 10 times the 3,000 deaths that occurred on 9/11, which, by his own admission, makes Bush 10 times the terrorist that Osama the Legend ever was. So let me ask you this. Why are Americans so susceptible to this manipulation by the media, and particularly the anti-war movement? Why are they swallowing the media lies still?
I think there's two reasons. One, you know, there was an experiment done at a very liberal university years ago where a professor who was challenging Christianity decided, you know, the best way for me to do it is to walk around with a Bible. Now, by the way, there was nothing inside the Bible. It was blank pages. All it was a cover. But people all of a sudden started listening to him because he walked around with a Bible as he ripped Christianity apart. And quite frankly, it's worth ripping, folks, when you see the indifferent attitudes of those who allege to be Christians and the leadership that thinks it's a good idea. You know, Robinson, let's assassinate Chavez. Ralph Reed taking millions of dollars, millions from Abramoff. He's done, God willing. I sent that story out everywhere, and that should finish that fake and flake off once and for all. But the bottom line is television programming.
Yeah.
We now have either, at one time we had about a 1 hour mentality where it's like that's all that we could pay attention to anything on. Now it's the commercials. You have a few minutes mentality. You have the vast gala of all the sporting events going on that are getting more deadly in terms of football and other things. You know, it's like these guys are out there to kill each other.
Yeah.
And what happened is it's had a negative deleterious impact. I remember, and you guys have got to remember, there used to be variety shows and sitcoms. Now they're
right.
all called programs. And I think all that added up together has achieved the numbing and dumbing mindset of the public, along with their thought, Armageddon's coming, just get ready for it, it's inevitable.
Yeah,
I don't believe that myself.
Advertising's an educational
right.
institution
yeah.
now.
Now, Bill, one of the best part about your newsletters is that not only do you put a link to the stories and the story itself, but you also have your comments above it. And that's the most satisfying because you put your take on it that adds to the story. And I know the thing you were most charged up about yesterday was this unmanned spacecraft that's going to take 9 years to travel 3 billion miles to reach Pluto. And the thing that got you most fired up is it's going to be powered by 24 pounds of plutonium. Talk about that.
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, my big thing was seeing it get out of the atmosphere and get out of our area. Because here's the facts, folks. 24 pounds of plutonium. Now, we've launched more in the past. However, in the last decade and a half, NASA's launch rate and its success rate, especially with the epitome of their technology, supposedly, the shuttle has greatly suffered. We now bid out to the lowest bidder. They don't go with people of integrity. We're having some of the parts made in foreign countries. Well, what's going on, folks, is the deadly efficacy of plutonium is unchallenged as the most toxicological and deadly nightmarish radiological substance in the universe, to the best of our knowledge. Now, let me break that down. 1/1,000,000th of a gram. A gram's not a lot, folks. 1/1,000,000th of a gram of plutonium is fatal to humans, and most likely. The fact is that we sent 24 pounds up, which I was doing figures off the top of my head. I think we're looking about enough plutonium to wipe out the entire human race about 3 or 4 times.
Unbelievable.
Now, folks, let's say that some of these terrorists and insurgents are genuine, that they're not like U.S. government manufactured, or I should say world government manufactured. Let's say that there's one out there with a Stinger missile. you know, one of those handheld Stingers. We lost thousands of them over in Iraq. We have no idea where they are, or at least supposedly intelligence says we don't. Let's say the crowd's just taken off, and the guy stands up for Allah or for Buddha or for God, you know, whoever else, and shoots at the darn space shuttle.
It'd wipe the world out.
At that point, there will be enough plutonium there to wipe out the entire human race several times over.
I don't know if you heard this one, but this is, I thought was interesting, too. The Deutsche Press Agentur reported a couple of days ago, this guy, this 21-year-old named Antonin Cermak, he attended an October rally in Prague in support of book writer Ernst Zundel, and he was sentenced on Monday to 15 months in a Czech prison, and this is why. At the demonstration, somebody shouted, "You killed 1.7 million Jewish children," and this Cermak guy shouted in response, "Only." He shouted the word only. And for that, he's been branded a Holocaust denier, and now he's going to sit in a Czech prison for 15 months. What do you think about that?
Well, I definitely want to comment on that. The fact is that regarding the Holocaust denials, it needs to be not a matter of opinion, it needs to be a matter of fact. Douglas Reed, two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning writer for the London Sunday Times, went around and investigated and put together all the information. Most of the guys that were running the crematoriums admitted they were built after the war. The fact is there was not 6 million Jews in all of Europe at that time. Basically, that would have been the complete and total extinction of the Jewish people. Now, is 250,000 deaths a lesser event? No, folks, it's not really. But the fact is, by lying, by boosting the Holocaust myth, they have done a religious job. This was a Talmudic thing that they did, and it was not literal. Many of the deaths that took place, and again, there was no 6 million dead folks. Many of the deaths that did take place, however, were Christian children Jewish people. And it's like, folks, I mean, you know, the descendants were not Jews. But how do we define Jew? Is that an ethnic thing, or is it a spiritual? Is it a mindset? And I'm afraid they try and link it together as both, and so simply by expressing one's opinion and vocalizing a claim should not send someone to jail. I thought there was, you know, America talks about its Second Amendment rights and freedom of speech and things like that. You know, we can take the Fifth and all these other things. However, the world and the U.S. have now realigned and redefined that. First of all, guns are gone. It's just a matter of a short period of time before they come around and do the gun grab. Using a food shortage, trade your guns for food because you don't have food. But this freedom of speech, folks, that's one that strikes at the very heart, core, and soul, not just of America, but of Christianity, true Christianity.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to tell the truth and speak the truth. Now, I think Zundel's a pretty good man. I really do. And I can probably get thrown in jail for saying that. But the fact is that what are the facts? There have been reports come out. I sent out a report about 2 months ago that I helped a couple friends compile about the facts regarding the Holocaust. Now, folks, my fear, my concern is still there's going to be the death of 6 million Jews. Why do I fear that? Because they haven't had their actual numbers, and they need that. They need that to fulfill their quote-unquote prophecy. Where is the only place in the world where you can find 6 million Jews, people? New York City.
Yeah. I was just
going to
say that.
Yeah. Well,
Bill, folks, if I'm some sort of anti-Semitic racist, why am I concerned? Because we need to be concerned about humanity as a whole.
That's right.
In the United States, the sterility rate of men is down 50% over the last few decades. 3 years ago, it was down over 40%. It's now achieved 50%. If we were an animal, and maybe we should be categorized as such, we'd be on the endangered species list.
Well, Bill, I got one more question for you, but before we go, again, give everybody that email address where they can contact you to become a part of Proactive News.
All right, that email address is bill@proactivenews.com, spelled just like it sounds.
Very easy.
Bill@proactivenews.com. My website is down, and I think Earthlink is actually intruding and forbidding me to paste my site. When they pull my site down, they won't even let me use their ISP to send it on, so I'm on the verge of trying to get another service up here.
Okay.
So I apologize for that, but the website will be loaded with more information than what you can shake a stick out. I've got over 800 pages of dynamite stuff on there. Bill at proactivenews.com. Write, subscribe.
Okay.
And I'll send you back a reply and put you right on the list.
Okay, Bill, last question here before we go out. A lot of people are saying that there's a link between this Abramoff scandal with the GOP and also the way that Israel is acting as an instigator in having us attack Iran or themselves attacking Iran. What do you see the connection between these two events?
Well, the fact is that Israel and the United States have a very tight relationship based upon what I believe is fallacies in the interpretation of prophecy. But others just realize and recognize that Israel and the U.S. are joined at the hip and joined at the lip. They're more than kissing cousins. It's an incestuous relationship. And the fact is that to have another nation have such a prominent, a foreign nation have such a prominent part in the influence and the military of this nation is most disconcerting. Mm-hmm. I think that they're absolutely right in terms of whatever Israel does, whatever they point to, we will go like a puppy dog and go fetch it or go in like a Doberman and wipe it out. And so it's like I'm deeply concerned about these sentiments, but the sentiments are true and valid.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for coming on today. Proactive News can be found at bill@proactivenews.com. And keep up the great work there.
And hey, Bill, when we say thank you, we really mean it.
Well, you know, I believe you guys.
Well, Bill, keep up the great work. Tomorrow we're going to have Mr. Hesham Tlawi on our show. Tonight we'll be on Gianni Hayes' New World Order Disorder show at 8 o'clock p.m., I believe. So, Bill, we'll talk soon and keep firing that news our way.
I sure will. God bless God and keep those that are his. For the rest of you, well, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day, Bill.
Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.
Okay.